der Podcast vom Dog 11.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einem neuen Podcast vom Dog 11. Mein Name ist Lisa Oettinghaus. Auch heute haben wir wieder einen neuen Gast, auf den ich mich schon sehr freue. Und dafür gehen wir wieder ins Englisch über. I will switch to English from here, since my next guest is from Colombia. My dear colleague is a dancer, choreographer and producer. His main focus of his artistic exploration, he says, lies in the reflection of the hostile and grotesque of man as a mirror of reality. He is questioning the beauty and the role of the dancer. Welcome, Alexander Carrillo. What an introduction, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's very formal. But
it is what I'm doing. Eh?
Exactly. I did my research, but also my first question actually goes directly to that focus of yours. Okay. The sentence I just read to you guys. So can you tell us a little bit more about your focus in dance? You are saying what I just said, that it's lying in the reflection of the hostile and grotesque of man as a mirror of reality. It's a very, like, there's so much in this sentence. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What you mean with that?
Yes. What I mean with that is in the second year of my university in Colombia, we have a art history, and some point of the art history classes, I got very much called by all this, what they were calling grotesque, what they were not admit or not attached from a normal society, and what was called bad or good, that I don't like to put things in a balance of it is good or bad.
Yes.
Because you only have to, for me, see what is good for you at the moment, what makes you grow in any direction you have decided.
But dance-wise, you grew up that there was a right and there was a wrong.
Yes, okay. Yes, I'm a very conservative society. I have to say I grew up in that. They have changed a lot. We have changed a lot through the years. Mm-hmm. And somehow we arrived in art history in these subjects, and I was seeing that as something that I could work in dance in terms of emotional states, in terms of how we behave, and see those things as the real or as another part of beauty of us as human beings. So maybe sometimes something that we are seeing not acceptable in a society, or even for us not in a society, is the beauty that this person has, is how he expresses, or she, or they. And that's why I was very much into this subject. I was reading, I was researching. My text for the end of the career was about that, and I focusing in many exercises and words where you have to place also, let's call also the dark sides that we have, that people call dark. But these dark parts are just part of our, also of our spiritual sides. I mean, there is the Yi and the Yang, and this balance, I will say in Germany too, because I'm almost 14 years here. Not in schools, not in universities, since I studied here, we talk about that. What is your dark part, or is your sin as a bad thing? And it's just part of you. It is no bad or good. It's just something that probably we don't learn to understand. I'm very much into spiritual searching and research about us as human, but first as me, how I am with these things. And of course, I can find myself many things that seems they are dark, but in fact, I have needed to pass through those things in order to grow. So even if they are bad for you, it was needed that I went through those moments, situations, or things in order that being today a better person and to realize my real path, not just as an artist, but also as a person and my spirit way.
So it was your own experience you made for yourself, and then you took that and you started to work with that as an artist.
Yes, but I think it approached first from the outside, and it makes me very curious about. Mm-hmm. So all those things that are supposed to not be allowed, at the end, it creates just repression in your own development as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean I've been in the, well, probably yes, I've been in the dark places. Probably no, I've been in the dark places, but today actually I feel not proud, but I feel very grateful that I have been there, because even on my teachings, creations, whatever thing I do, it is a tool, and if someone is lost there or something, I might have a word or write things to say it, and like maybe guide something, different forms that appears in your life.
And what's interesting for me is that the point when you experience that and when you found that for you, that you are going through this ugliness or through this maybe more bad side of yourself, and giving that an expression. You said you experienced that, or you found that in your studies, and that's like that's a long time ago, right? Maybe 10 years or something more? When did you study?
Those studies, my first career was like 20 years ago.
Okay. See,
and 20 years ago. It was 20 years ago, yes.
And 20 years ago, like, the scene was so different. And then also in Colombia, I imagine, I will ask you more about that later. It must be, like, it was probably even less developed than now, the whole scene and the openness for ugliness, let's just call it like that. So what was your experience during that time that you found that, to go through those bad things and give that an expression, must have been so hard. Like, if you, after that, after the studies, you maybe went to auditions. Like, did you have the feeling that they could already see that and work with that? Or was it more like, oh no, we are not there yet?
Yes, but I think that's a question of how you introduce or how you present yourself. An audition has something tricky, because you need to read what they are searching for. And then you need to make a balance between your wishes and desires, and between the job keva, no? Between the offer work.
So was it that you actually just started working with people who were in the same mindset?
Yeah, most in Colombia I was working, I was chosen with who I work with. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful, eh? Because that fact you find thin souls that are little creatures, as a friend said, that are in your same research or way. In Germany, it was very different because I'm since 14 years. 14 years ago, there were a lot of auditions, a lot of offers. Today is not like that time. And it was clear what they were searching for. But you make me remember of about an amazing experience, and I think that's probably one of the more clear ones. When I went to the audition, I was totally identified with, and it was in Copenhagen in 2013. They did an audition about, it was called In the Pretty Boy's Mouth, from a company that calls oh my God, I forgot now. Wait, it's coming. It's one of my favorite jobs.
Maybe it comes to you later.
It comes to, and the work was about sound as gaze, and dark rooms, and this scene. And first of all, yes, I've been in many. Second of all, I think there was something I was researching by my own as experience too, in order to put in a piece. The beauty thing on this is that they have already all the platform where to express it. So the project was about that. So I went there and we fall in love to each other. Eh? Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I did that audition, but let's see. And they called me like, you know, we knew it since the first moment you were moving, but probably also the subject maybe it was integrated already in order to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see the...
You want to check out what the company is?
Yes, Force Works.
Ah, okay.
Force Works, and my dear, oh my God, he will kill me if he hears. Okay, my, please not. My brain right now is blind, but it came. Well, Force Works in Copenhagen, it was one of the best jobs I had. And the boss that I can't remember, what happened with my man? Is also a very good friend of mine today, and we went through many things because I think he, Martin,
mm-hmm.
was changing also his subject works. I mean, from more structure to more installation and more improvisations and so on, as a performance celebration, let's say. And I had a career for full improvisation stuff, and already my work was in this direction of installations, structures of improvisation, and so my choreograph work was already in this direction.
And so tell me a little bit more about this so-called career. So you came here, why did you come from Colombia? Why did you come to Europe? And yeah, what was so interesting for you to enter the dance world here, the scene?
Well, I didn't plan to come to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
In the last year of my career, we have, for the studies in Colombia, in the university, we had a choreographer who came to do a piece. Suddenly, by chance, people was filling up some formats to audition in Europe. I didn't know exactly where. It was at the end in Folbank, mm-hmm. by Pinabaus, and in Linz, in the Anton Bruckner Linz. So I filled out papers without knowing what I was doing, and I thought everything was for Folbank. And months later, I received two invitations, two letters, one after the other, and I thought, okay, I'm going. My main goal in that moment of my life was to get to know deeply other cultures, other forms of life, of eating, of dance, in terms of folklore or in terms of cultural ancestral things or in that direction. Although I consider myself a contemporary artist, I want to see roots from other cultures, let's say, in that direction. So I use dance as a trampoline for my wishes.
Oh, nice.
It was my goal. It was a bit tricky because then to find the balance between your desires and the profession made probably the things complicated, that in one point the balance in financially was going to the other direction, because of course already my focus was not the profession as a main point. But I managed, I'm here. At the end, in some point I realized, okay, I have never stopped doing art or dance or installations and things. I cannot. But I realized, okay, I love both things, but I really love, my passion is creation, from the body, dance, and so on.
Mm. So culture-wise, you were working in many different cultures. Is there something you experienced where you would say that was something you didn't expect, like culture-wise, the differences? I mean, just Europe and Colombia? with working with choreographers or the focuses of the pieces, is there anything that you experienced where it was very different from each other?
I don't know how to contextualize that 15 years ago. Probably technique in Europe was higher in that moment. Today, I think it became kind of balanced. But just the different, probably about creativity. I think it's weird to say that. No, I just think it's a different styles. But maybe in this direction. The social problems that Latin America lives, not just Colombia, make us to create other things that for me sometimes has more value because we are talking about something and not just about beauty and shun sky. That's in that moment, I think, at some point after I was understanding most the culture. So like, but you know, everything needs to be shun and beauty. Mm-hmm. I was living in Essen. And that, I think, makes a huge difference. The social context brings really, like, we need to talk about not just a financial situation or that we don't have a floor with a studio with a good floor, no? It's about, like, here robbers, here is politics are going very in this direction, there are people who is dying, they are stealing money from this and that, and the subjects there are more, it's a confrontation also of society, what's going on. And here also, but the levels is different. Sometimes the worries here is like, we all have jobs until now. Mm. My colleagues in Colombia, no. Mm. They are doing kind of breads to sell. Or we have support here right now during the pandemic about money from the state, the Uva Brugge Hilfe and so on. Well, there doesn't exist.
Yeah. And, of course, all of those experience where you're coming from and where you were dancing and this whole culture thing is, of course, influencing how you are working as a choreographer and also working as a teacher. Can you tell me a little bit about the workshop, The Inner Beast?
Yeah. I think in general, all this... this journey of life, I will call, that I have until now, is affecting by all the things I have lived in. Once is the... Colombia is a mega rich country about cultural things. You travel 1 hour, you have different music, different costumes, different food, different accent, different weather. So it's mega rich, mega in this direction. I have the good chance in the university was almost 6 years. It's quite a lot of time compared with here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we travel, let's say, in the studies and also life through many places. And I'm a traveler, I love. So I was going to research or just to stay in places, different corners of Colombia. All that influenced my work. Plus today, what I have living in Europe. So I think it's a mix. Plus, in the last, since 2012, I start work with indigenous of Latin America. From Peru, from Brazil, from Ecuador, from Colombia, from Mexico. In rituals and healings with different... ancestral knowledge that they have, and that influenced very much my work. So all the inner beast and also my creativity way is affected by that, and it's about also how we can't integrate different knowledge in order to heal ourselves, because I believe today art is a tool of healing.
Oh, yeah.
If I cannot through my performance or my classes make us think about ourselves, so what, I don't find a real reason why I'm doing this work. So all my work in general, so the inner bees is in that direction. So in the inner bees, I'm working the states of mind and states of us in emotional states, very conscious through physicality too. So it's not that we go, it is not dance therapy,
mm-hmm.
like it is mm-hmm. totally not dance therapy, but I'm consciously working in subjects as acceptation, but also how the leg can go higher as mm-hmm. we could in that moment, no? Like also in technical terms.
Do you have the feeling that the people who are coming to your workshop or people you work with for your own pieces, that this approach is something they can get into very easily, or do the people already have to come with a certain mindset to be open for it?
No, mm-hmm. I don't think they need to come with any. They need to be open
for. Yeah, anything. In general,
we need to
open.
Be open
yeah,
for,
sure.
for when we get to any meeting about sharing. I'm not calling my. I'm trying to don't call my. My sharings are classes.
Mm-hmm.
I call it more like a meetings.
Nice.
In
yeah.
terms of plastics, for me, every class is a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It's a meeting where we celebrate something. And during this celebration, you are free to decide what you want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So in that terms, you don't need to came with the predisposition, I want to work with this or that. But today we also write down what you offer, no? And my offers are those things, like we work from physicality, through spirit ways, through conscious ways, the subjects of dance, but also through meditation, because in the last, let's say, also 10 years, I like a class I teach, Vimansak dance.
Similarity.
No, like parallel with mm-hmm. all the research in shamanism. I've been meditating a lot and understanding, not from that, because I'm not indigenous. I don't came from that culture. It's like if you talk about Colombia and Germany, you can also talk about Western society from Colombia and ancestral societies from Colombia. They have totally other cultures as me.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot take it as it's mine, but I can some elements of it integrate it in my life. So that's why I decided, okay, that's very far from me, actually, the indigenous, although it's close, probably it's easier for me approach from what we have studying here, psychologic, psychiatric analysis, and from that part, it's been easy for me use the knowledge of shamanism than without that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been very interesting because it's a long path where I arrive, okay, I need to approach from myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not indigenous, I'm a Western society, grow up in a
mm-hmm.
asphalt city, like a mm-hmm. monster, what is Bogota?
Mm-hmm. So this approach you are taking in those workshops, I guess being a dancer and choreographer myself, that you are also using the same way and same approach when you are producing a piece or choreographing a piece. Can you, because I think I know that you were one of the lucky ones who had one of the last performances before the pandemic here at Dog 11. And what was the name again of the piece?
It was Asphalt Bodies, Concrete Cities.
Exactly, exactly. Can you tell us a little bit about that piece? And are you going to show it again?
Yes, this piece is not yet finished. It was
A showing
of the point where we are arrived. Which was quite a very good point. Like it was seen as a piece, but still for me it's not done. So it's not just, it wasn't a premiere. Yes, I think that's the highest point where I am till now on my research. So this piece is basically meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So we have more than 1 hour, 1.5 hours sometimes of meditation in rehearsals of 5 hours. But for the dancer, was like, what? We meditate 5. So, guys, there is time for everything. And as long as you understand yourself and we connect better, we're going to go to the point. I'm not anymore 20 years old. I'm never happy living that you need to kill your body to create or to create something. Although I'm mega physical, I really go borders with my body. But I don't need that other people do that. And I also don't want to bring the answers to those points because I don't think that is needed. So I think if you are connecting with yourself, you approach to the places you want to arrive or you need to arrive without knowing. And this piece, it's interesting because I have saying to Doc Elf, okay, I'm going to do a solo, which I have researching since like 3 years. And I have like a little showing in another place. And then I thought, okay, it's going to be a piece. But since the pandemic, and I have done solos and duets, like, no, this, I need to work with people. I cannot. I don't have the strength to do a solo piece. Then suddenly it became that it appears people who could make thanks to the pandemic because they, or they were getting money from the state or they had free time or they just want to enjoy it, a space of dance. And in that sense, it becomes like a very beautiful group of artists through meditation. So it was like a call in other energies. But amazing, so the musician, the light technician, the dramaturg is amazing, all the team, the graphic design, photographer, everything was like in totally top. And I think it is because all the call I have done through my work, meditative and research, it brings it together, life, universe, I really believe it brings the things together in the moment you need it. Or the moment you are prepared. And this word especially that talks about cities, bodies, and asphalt and concrete. Well, we research a lot. I research a lot. But I also have a luxus moment. I went to, besides of the research, I went 15 days to Greece, to Athens. Just to think about city, asphalt, listen sounds, look around what happened, watch sitting in a corner and watch people walk, take notes. So, and it's beautiful that a friend came to see the piece and then he said like, do you know what? I'm seeing this piece and I remember about Greece.
It reminds me of
Greece. I couldn't believe.
How?
I was like, oh my God, I got it. I got
That's
it.
Crazy.
If one person said that, well, it was totally true. It is inspired in Greece, And another friend said, like, it was beautiful, I said, really, like, from humble side, like, he said, like, wow, it's a very classical way. Like, I was like, well, I didn't plan it, but somehow things appeared and I was needing to take time off only to think about before I was arriving with the guys for the rehearsal, so I learned on Monday and we start rehearsals on Tuesday last year. So it was the process. And the process has, of course, all the research about ancestrals, modern society, probably ugliness, beauty. But also it is a trilogy. After all the research, I realized I cannot set all what I'm talking or I want to talk about in one piece. Then with the dramaturg, we decide to continue the work and it became that I have decided to do a trilogy. And it is the first volume of this trilogy.
Okay. And when are you going to show it? I mean, probably you don't know. But did you show it already?
What?
The piece? I mean, you did the showing before the pandemic?
We did the showing. It was in October. And since then, we have no other chance to continue the work.
Okay, so you didn't decide to do it like as an online performance. You're waiting for the fact that people can actually come and see it? Or did you have this thought about maybe filming it? And
I've been thinking both. I think I will do, depending what is going on in the future, near or far, I'm flexible to adjust to what is happening. But it's also about money, financial things, and so on. We are about, this boat is like about 13 artists. So it's a lot.
That's of course, a lot.
Not everyone needs to be there for the next thing, but it was like a huge thing that from one person became in this situation. So, but we are kind of forward, so I don't know. And it is about communication, talks, new dialogues, finding different cultures and so on.
Mm. Mm. So you are actually working as a dancer, as a choreographer, as a producer, as we already said. What would you say is your main focus at the moment? Like, is it more, like, let's say before the pandemic, because now it's not realistic for all of us. But what would you say you decided on, or did you decide at all, like, I want to work for other choreographers, I want to do my own pieces, I want to focus more on teaching. Do you have Vorliebe for that?
Vorliebe. Well, I'm a dancer, Let's say I arrive to dance because I love to move my body. I love to be in a performance. So I love stage. Love stage like crazy. I really love stage. And at one point, I mean, for me, it's clear that I won't be down off stage.
Are you a part of your piece now? Are you dancing in it?
I have to.
Okay.
Actually, the dramaturg said, like, Alice, you need to guide this journey because it's too much information behind. There is a solo piece from where you also brings everything here. I didn't want it in a way, but at the end, yes. So I'm inside. So dance is for me like, it's for me something very special. Like it's my probably biggest love to be on a stage, not just dancing, performance in general. I'm a performer, I consider myself a performer dancer. Teaching is something that I really also love to do. When I'm on the classes, on the meetings, I feel like a channel, I really enjoy it. And work for other choreographers, I like very much because you don't need to prepare anything. You just go to work as a dancer, you know. You are not a producer, you don't mind. You just need to be early, warm up, and be open for what is coming and be also generous. But it's a very nice job if they are paying good. I love it. Mm-hmm. You call your staff and that's it.
Yeah, let's be honest.
After that, you know, you just go to sleep, to have a beer, to whatever thing you want to do.
Okay. So I think we can be honest about it that now the pandemic is like very tough on us, especially since you just said that you love to be on stage and you need to be on stage and you need to keep moving and keep moving forward with producing and everything and teaching. Like teaching now is different as well. We talked about it earlier that online the vibe is just not happening, as especially I guess in your class where you say it's a meeting. I love that you call it that. The meeting online is probably different, right? Like, what is your experience with that?
Well, at the beginning, it was a challenge because my classes are, to be honest, I was taking over almost 2 hours. I don't mind because I'm working with subjects that needs time, not just in physicality, more for the emotional side of it. Then my classes were always like 1 hour, 45 minutes, which was a problem in my work. Because time-wise, our class needs to start. But so to bring one class of almost 2 hours to 1 hour was very complex for me. Was really something I need to stop. Okay, Alex, how you can do that? And at the beginning, it was like, okay, it took me time. But then after, I create like a structure and new pedagogic ways to share this. So it was... it's something that today I appreciate very much. I said, like, okay, because it also brings me probably another marketing, another business, no? I also see art as a business.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it is.
So it's really good it is happened, because somehow life forced me or not to to put in other format. Then it was nice to share, but today with the time, it's getting tired. It's getting tiredness.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting tired out of it. And sometimes also frustrated because people doesn't want to show up sometimes, and you are showing up.
There's less motivation.
I'm also a human being, so look, you're seeing my body with all my defects, all my beauty. Let's share this open, because it's probably more need. Although I'm open to understand, okay, you don't want to show yourself, but I cannot give you any feedback out of it. Interesting, eh? I did workshops of full day, dance workshops, as I tried to bring the format of live workshops to online. Was nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's been nice. But people is also tired now of that.
Yeah.
So they said, like, we enjoyed like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We might, if there is no another options, we might do it, but we prefer to be live.
Mm-hmm.
And me too. Well, I don't know. I'm open. So since we are in this place of the world where we have seasons, I think I'm going to do a wiki class in parks.
Mm-hmm.
Like
nice.
A spot, and let's say if we cannot go to a theater, or I'm gonna do the shows outside.
Yeah,
like it's a challenge, not just to get frustrated, because then you lose time about growing yourself, but how you find creativity ways of not be stuck in complaining about what the pandemic is and how bad it is. I honestly, 2020 is one of my best years I have in my professional life, personal growth, like also financially.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 2020 was very a good year for me.
Wow, nice. So you are already drawing lots of positive things out of this year of a break, maybe. And you said that you actually had the chance through the pandemic to travel to Athens and do your research there. And I mean, maybe before you wouldn't have had the time for it, or
exactly.
So maybe just personally, what would you say? I think that's something what I'm thinking about at the moment. What is your guess or your feeling how dance or how theater, how performance, how this is going to change after this pandemic? I mean, you probably already, we can't take away around it, put your experience in your choreography, in your piece. Like we are like our brain, our body, like everything is one. So of course your piece is influenced by that. What would you say where your guess goes that theater, like what direction we're taking? You just said maybe we're going to do performances outside. Do you think there is going to be more appreciation afterwards, or is the culture scene slowly dying? Like, what's your guess there?
No, I don't think the cultural thing's going to die ever on the world.
Me neither.
I don't think so, because we humans are cultural. And we carry with us what I said, not the emotional things. Look at us, I'm full of colors, you are with two colors. It's already cultural expression. So I think it's a daily life things. Okay, we can talk about that. We have put it in theaters or in different kind of spaces. I don't think it's going to stop. So never. I mean, we already proved it. Eh? There was two wars. Of big words, and we're here because other people continue. So it's changed. What I'm thinking is that we are developing new ways of communication. That's what I'm thinking. Actually, was my aim in the other piece, like opening more the subjects of what we are sharing with who. Not talking about here in this earth only. I really see from other forms of life communication, what we are learning from the outside, and I think that in that terms, things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my life, they are happening. So if they happen in my life, we all humans have the same conditions and tools to see other things.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that my things are better or worse. I'm just seeing things that I thought I couldn't see before.
Mm-hmm.
Or I thought I couldn't see, no, but now I'm seeing other things.
So you think maybe from what you said before, that in the beginning you saw a big difference between the cultures in Colombia and Europe, that you were already, let's say, and I'm just going to call it like that, further in how much of experience of that country was already or suffering in the culture, and maybe Europe was a little bit more still occupied with being beautiful. And so would you say that maybe there's a chance in the pandemic that now this phase will bring maybe the maybe more a deeper level, you know what I mean?
I think I understand. This beauty thing is a general thing, eh? Because I think German is very deep and was already deep when I arrived here in many subjects. So for me, in one way, I think I arrived to Germany because structures, I love structures.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I was very schematic, how I order my clothes, for example, mm-hmm. in colors, in mm-hmm. textures, in size, my books, everything like a mega. When I arrived to Germany, I released these subjects. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I was so, how you said, because they are not seeing what I'm doing. It's
you are focused, like you like to be. You know that things are like this and like that.
Yeah, kind
you are moving your hands very straight.
Very straight. Not like here it goes in black, then here is the green, and then now let's do like a defuminating colors, and it needs and has to be like that.
Yeah.
And when I came to Germany, I find like, okay, this is my place because I can't release this focus that I have in mind that it needs to be so structured, and because the structure is already there, no?
Mm-hmm.
And then I could probably release another part of me.
Mm-hmm.
What I think, if I'm not losing the idea, is, okay, that's in terms of German has another things and is generalizing, know what the beauty and so on. It was more in terms of sometimes when we were talking about shows and performance.
Yeah.
You know, was for me that know about cultural and society mm-hmm. in general mm-hmm. politics. I can't go that deep. I think the pandemic has brought all people around the world to stop to for a moment, long or short or different situations about economic or life-wise, or and of course there is a lot of bad things happening, like a lot of violence in the houses, even here.
Yeah.
I know a lot because I have a lot of social Arbeiter friends mm-hmm. that they are like, wow, it increased like shit here in Germany, but also in Colombia. But what I find interesting is we all, pure rich, any kind of people or raza, has to stop and think about the same subject. We all have to stop and think about exactly the same subject for a moment, for a minute. I don't want to say for a year, for a minute. In 1 minute of the last year, we all have put in energy in the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's an onion.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, 1 minute long, we have all thinking about.
Yeah.
For sure, I don't know, that's a lot, but it make us to come together for something.
Yeah.
And I think that's a way of evolution and to changing of us as the history of humans in a way.
Yeah.
It wasn't happened before, there was already other pandemics, but these pandemics didn't arrive to every corner
exactly.
of the world. Or,
exactly.
Or even maybe there are places where they have no COVID at all, but they know it is happening.
Mm, mm.
So it arrives in different forms to every place.
Mm.
So I think, yes, it brings something good.
Yeah, I think so as well, in some in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're almost at the end of our little chit-chat. But is there anything else you want to use the platform for and talk to our listeners about?
Yes, I think one of them, my main... I would say one of the teachings I have last year and still are very much value for the moment out of it, it was trust, passion and love. To keep it, to keep passions, to keep trust in whatever thing is happening. It's not just a phrase, eh? It's for something.
Yeah.
For something is happening.
Yeah.
And if you do these two things through love, you arrive to some places. I think that's the main thing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all. And you are welcome, for my classes, workshops. Check it online. Yes, I take in advance also to invite the people who is listening to it that write to me or to the house.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Alex, for this great chat and for letting us be a part of your story and for sharing your thoughts with us. And dear listeners, thank you for tuning in and until next time.
No, thanks to you and all the best also for you and all the things coming.
Thank you.
Gracias.